We've got a bit of an update about the news over the weekend. Right now, producer of 2CR, Leon Carl, joins us to tell us a little bit about the WA election. So what happened over the weekend, Leon?
Quite a bit. It was pretty exciting. The ALP were predicted to win, but I don't think too many people expected the landslide that it's amounted to. The results are very favourable for the ALP. They've made huge gains. The swing is about 20% in some seats. There's a saying in politics, when the swing is on, it's on. And that was certainly the case on Saturday.
Yeah, very well surmised. And so Labor have won. Who's West Australia's new Premier?
Mark McGowan.
Okay. And so Mark McGowan's led the Labor Party. Of course, there's also a bit of controversy around One Nation, that Pauline Hanson was infamously in WA for about the last week. She didn't go as well as the polls had predicted, or I think even as she had predicted.
That would be my estimate too. It's interesting that she's spinning it apparently as a victory. She's saying that she did really well, but less than 5% of the vote, when it was expected that she would get 10%, extrapolating from Australian numbers. I don't think that you could really see it was a mistake, a victory for her. She attributes it to the problem with the voters not understanding the preference system. So some of the commentators have been saying it's really quite unusual for populists to spin a line like that, because normally populists tend to decry the elites. But in fact, she's really criticising, by implication, Australian voters or Western Australian voters, because they didn't understand the preference system.
Okay, and is there anywhere where, I mean, they were predicting, some polls had it right up at 13%. She only got 4.7 in the end. Is there anywhere where you think it went wrong in particular?
I would, and this is a very individual view, although I'm sure there are many thousands who would agree, I think her undoing had its genesis in her appearance on The Insiders on Sunday, the 5th of March. I believe that was the first time that One Nation... that she's actually appeared on The Insiders, and it was an absolutely riveting interview. The main takeaways from that were her position on vaccination. She was encouraging people to make their own inquiries about vaccination, including doing tests for allergenicity, allergic responses to vaccinations, when the follow-up coverage said there's actually no such thing. Also, she was pretty frank in her admiration of Putin, that he was really quite an admirable leader. So if you track the coverage subsequent to that appearance, it was just absolutely massive. Barry Cassidy handled the interview brilliantly, and there was an incredible cascade of coverage in the wake of her appearance on The Insiders.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw plenty of that. Even on Channel 9, she had a bit of trouble, I think, in Monday or Tuesday, where they shut down a press conference, basically, when she was asked about the vaccination issue. And just looking at it now, it looks like Labor have picked up 36 seats, while the LNP have got 16. The LNP are predicted to end on 19 and Labor on 40. I mean, you were absolutely right about the swing being on. That's almost unprecedented. It's somewhat interesting that the Greens have also picked up 8.5%, so they got more votes than the Nationals or One Nation. Do you think that might be a sign that they might have a bit of pulling power?
That's one interpretation. I'm not so up on across the Greens' performance. I focus more on the One Nation performance. She's one of the themes of discourse in the last week has been politicians who become celebrities and celebrities who become politicians. We've certainly seen that in America with Trump. He was a celebrity before he became a politician. And we're also seeing now these rogue candidates, so-called rogue candidates, people breaking away. So we've had a steady lead up to this. We've had Corey Bernardi going out on his own. We've had George Christensen threatening to break away. So I think the Australian voters really have had a gutful of all this uncertainty, the ground shifting all the time, people voting for one person and the person resigns or starts their own party. So it's all leading to a lot of uncertainty, and I think we're just really over it. 2016 was a massive, massive year for Sydney Siders. We were at the polls several times, local government elections and the federal elections, along with all the other Australians. And I think people really want some certainty, and I think Pauline Hanson was apparently offering that certainty, but in the end, by doing that Liberal preference deal with the Liberal Party, she really did herself a great disservice.
Well, there you go. That's Leon Carl giving us all the update from the WA election. Mark McGowan is the new Premier of Labor after defeating Colin Barnett, who served three terms Labor absolutely slaughtered them by the numbers, at least.